Now, a new report from a group of utility companies, environmentalists, and other energy stakeholders in Wisconsin is looking to help the state modernize its electrical grid and map a transition to clean and renewable energy. The report, put together by the Midwest Energy Research Consortium and the Great Plains Institute, makes more than a dozen recommendations for developing green technologies, connecting new power sources to the energy grid, and controlling costs for everyday users. Danielle Kading is a WPR News reporter based in Superior. Danny, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, first, let's talk about who put this together. It seems like a unique bunch of people. Who is at the table in making these alternative energy recommendations?
Yeah, so a couple of energy nonprofits, the Milwaukee-based Midwest Energy Research Consortium and the Great Plains Institute out of Minneapolis brought together a mix of groups, including utilities, consumer advocates, businesses, and environmental groups in the last year. And they really wanted to define the role that technology plays in Wisconsin's energy distribution. And so they came up with about 14 recommendations to upgrade the electrical system.
Right. And a lot of people, including me, when we think about alternative energy, we think of the windmill or the solar collector or whatever. There's a lot more to it, though. Can you talk about the pieces of infrastructure that that they talked about that have to happen to make all these different sources work together?
Yeah, so that, you know, some of the other things that that would include would be battery storage. You know, there are other things that are being used right now, like electric vehicles and smart thermostats that are trying to be used to help control people's energy use. And so they're just really trying to decide how they tie all these what are called distributed energy resources into the grid and shift away from delivering electricity from power plants to include these newer energy resources.
Take us through some of the recommendations that they made with that goal in mind.
Yeah, so one of the recommendations, kind of top of the list, is that really utilities are best positioned to provide affordable and reliable power for customers while making these upgrades in the system by incorporating these new technologies, which in turn can spur economic development and also reduce utilities' carbon footprint. And so by having utilities oversee kind of the whole system and calling on those resources when they're needed, it allows them to kind of maximize the benefits of that. So that's one recommendation. Another one was that in order to accelerate this transition, that the Public Service Commission should start a new initiative to encourage utilities to expand investment in these new technologies by offering more pilot programs or enabling them to do more pilot programs. Basically, this initiative would make it easier for them, for these utilities, to test new technologies in a way that would give them certainty that they would be able to recover costs while doing so, as long as they meet some of these pre-established goals that would be set by the commission. So it would give them more of a framework to work within to be able to do that.
And how about money? Is there talk about how money would be set aside to do some of these things?
Yeah, so the recommendation related to that kind of calls for utilities to invest up to $100 million, or roughly 1% of their annual revenues each year over a five-year period. And so basically that's what they're suggesting, although it would be kind of based on a utility-by-utility basis.
This all comes in a context where different utilities around the state have set, and the state itself, have set targets for when they're going to be carbon neutral. What kind of things are out there?
Yeah, so, you know, really in the last year or so, utilities have been making these pledges to really cut their carbon emissions, and Xcel Energy was among the first major U.S. utilities to pledge to go carbon neutral by 2050. And that's also a goal that Governor Tony Evers mirrored last August when he set a goal for the state to be carbon or produce carbon-free electricity by that same date. And then there are other utilities that have set goals to cut carbon emissions by 80% in the next 30 years.
One interesting point you wrote about, Danny, and you mentioned energy conservation a few moments ago. The goal isn't just to conserve in terms of the raw amount of energy that consumers use, but also it's about the timing, when in the course of a day energy is conserved. Can you talk about why that's important?
Yeah, that's really important because, you know, during the day is often when you see that peak demand for energy use, especially during the summer months, right? Because everybody's really hot and they're using their air conditioning. Or that's when industry is really relying on that to power their facilities. So if you're shifting the energy use away from those time periods, you know, to say like overnight hours when costs are lower, then really you give people more of a chance to control their costs and their energy consumption.
In our last minute or so, Danny, these are recommendations. What happens with them now?
So now this report that was issued has been submitted to the Public Service Commission for review. And the group that put this together will also brief Governor Tony Evers' Climate Change Task Force on its findings in the next couple of weeks.
And so when is there a timeline after that happens of when these things could actually be put in place if everybody ends up agreeing with them?
Well, I think that's kind of the idea is that, you know, they'll take these recommendations and consider them and review it and decide whether or not it fits that goal of moving forward with this clean energy transition.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She talked to us about recommendations from a group of utility companies, environmental groups, and consumer advocates on how to help the state make a transition to cleaner energy.